Tippin' Down. This is where the singing would start, but since we're in this badass heavy groove, I'm gonna take some time to play some lead guitar. We'll be right back.
am a heavy metal hippie. That's Frank Hannon from his 2014 release, World Peace. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 34. Welcome to the first day of October 2017. We're going to keep the rock rolling now. We're going to go back in time 40 years. 40 years. It's hard to believe it's been this long since this record came out. But coming up right now, we got Thin Lizzy, Bad Reputation. Bad Reputation, Thin Lizzy. That was the song and the title of the album that came out September 2nd, 1977. And that was a great rockin' record from Thin Lizzy. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we're going to keep things rolling now with something brand new. This was just released on September 29th. Guitarist Ronnie Montrose. Before he passed away, he was working on a new record and didn't quite finish it, but his bass player that was working with him on the project did help bring it to completion. So I'll just give you a little bit of information direct from the press release from Rhino Records, who released the album. It's called 10x10, so this will stand as Ronnie's final work, I guess, unless they dig up some old stuff, but this will be the only final release of material he was creating right up till his death. So from the press release, it says, before his untimely death in 2012, renowned American rock guitarist Ronnie Montrose began recording an ambitious passion project with bassist Ricky Phillips from Styx and drummer Eric Singer from Kiss. And the idea was to record 10 songs with 10 different singers and call the album 10x10. But Ronnie did not get to see the album through during his lifetime. But Ricky Phillips decided to make it his mission to finish the songs and enlisted a small army of Ronnie's musician friends to record the vocals and the guitar solos for each song to complete the album. And Phillips says that the songs represent some of Montrose's best work. And a quote from Ricky says, "His songs still have the fire and angst of a young rebel, but with some added wisdom and foresight voiced in his own unique language of guitar speak." So it's really great that this album did get completed and will stand as a finale for Ronnie Montrose. So many, many people appear on this record. Eric Martin, Dave Menichetti, Rick Derringer, Glenn Hughes, Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Tons and tons of people. And in coming weeks, I'll play more tracks from this. But since Sammy Hagar got his start with Ronnie Montrose and recorded the first two Montrose albums, I thought the first track we have to play has got to be the one that Sammy Hagar appears on. And so it's Sammy on vocals and then Steve Luthaker on guitar. And this track is called Colorblind.
Loose from the ball and chain, out from under the whipping cane. Only got myself to blame. Walk away if it's not your fight. This pertains to the civil right, but I must admit it's a shame.
She read, I see. any quiet thoughts. Till there ain't no color left in sight.
Colorblind, brand new music from Ronnie Montrose off the just-released album 10x10. And they are going to be coming out in a couple of weeks with remastered versions of the first two Montrose albums that Sammy Hagar was part of, including unreleased tracks, demos, and things like that. So if you dug those first two Montrose albums, you might want to check these out and see what they sound like, because they should be much improved. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now, and we're going to do some Chicago rock. There is a young man named Mark Shearer, a great vocalist, has appeared on a few records. He completed a record with Jennifer Batten. And Jennifer Batten, if you're not familiar with her, she played with Michael Jackson for 10 years, but more importantly, played with the guitar master Jeff Beck on a couple of records and a couple of tours. So Jennifer and Mark got together to do a record that just got released as well. It's called Battle Zone, and from Battle Zone, this is the title track. We'll be right back. Chicago rocker Mark Shearer, along with Jennifer Batten. Brand new album called Battle Zone, and that was the title track. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with a band that was in town in Chicago last weekend, the Scorpions. And I was glad to see, after so many years of the Scorpions being around, they're still able to sell out good-sized venues. So good for the Scorpions. Glad to see people are still supporting the band and appreciating all the great rock and roll they've given us over the years. We're going to go back to 2010 for this Scorpions track. This one's called Raised on Rock. Scorpions, Raised on Rock, and I was definitely raised on the rock of the Scorpions. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we like to feature music that gets often ignored by commercial radio. And we're going to keep that going right now with a brand new band. I played a song from these guys probably 3 weeks ago. a new band that I've learned of called Greta Van Fleet. They've got a 4-song EP out called Black Smoke Rising. And from that EP, this track is called Safari Song. Greta Van Fleet, rocking out with Safari Song. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is Radio Bypass Podcast, episode 34. And we're going to keep the rock rolling along now with a final record from Greg Allman. We had Ronnie Montrose a little bit earlier, whose final work came out September 29th. And Greg Allman also had his final work come out a couple weeks earlier in September. And Greg Allman, at least in his case, got to finish the record before he passed away this past May. So he did get to hear final mixes just before he left this world. And the record is called Southern Blood. And he did a lot of cover songs that were carefully chosen, I think, about his life, kind of looking back on his life and also trying to come to terms with maybe not being around much longer. But he also wrote a song that is on the record and was definitely about what was going on with his health, and he knew he was short on time. So that's the song I'm going to share with you right now from the new Greg Allman, Southern Blood. This tune is called My Only True Friend.
Surely flow to an end. Keep me in your heart, keep your soul on a mend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is mine. Another night alone, but I see you in my dreams sometimes. No matter where I go, Lord knows you are always on my mind. So I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. This night alone, I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is my only true friend. So much left to give, but I'm running out of time, my friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new. Living this life alone, I can't bear to think this might be the end. But
My Only True Friend, brand new music from Greg Allman, and sadly the last brand new music from Greg Allman. You know, I'm mostly a hard rock and metal guy, but there's a few things I like outside of hard rock and metal, and Greg Allman, his voice was always one that got to me. I just thought he had such soul and depth to his voice that, I don't know, his music just did it for me the way he sang. I'll definitely miss Greg Allman, but I'm glad he was able to complete one more record before he left this earth. All right, we're just about out of time for today's episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. If you've got any comments, you can always send me an email. My email address is simple. It's ralph@radiobypass.com. All right, I'm going to leave you with one last song here, and this one I dedicate to my wife. Today is her birthday. So, Kathy, this is for you from one of your favorites. This is Bon Jovi. Have a nice day. Talk to you next week, people.
Have a night.